two tests taken last Wednesday. One of them was clear and the other showed elevated levels of E. coli in the water. So for that evening, the lifeguard on the beach advised just not to bathe, while all the continued testing has been done since and they've all come up clear. Now, there are a number of reasons why this could have happened, but, you know, I can't really say, you know, there's nothing conclusive of why on this one test that there was elevated levels of E. coli. But some people are putting it down, or some of the experts are putting it down to just the amount of rainwater, and, you know, rainwater washes off the shore as well. So I suppose what we're trying to do today is just ensure that the water is safe and, you know, put people's minds at rest as well.
Because it is such a common occurrence, it can happen so easily that the E. coli levels could rise, but it is only a temporary thing that it does resolve quite quickly thereafter.
That's exactly it. As I say now, there's been nearly over a dozen tests done over the last week, and it was one of them that showed elevated levels. So everything is safe. It's safe to go swimming. Nairn Beach is probably one of the most popular beaches and well-used beaches in the county, one of the nicest beaches. And I suppose what we're just trying to do today is put people's minds at rest to ensure that, you know, Nairn Beach is open and it's perfectly safe.